This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Six people at a rally in support of Israel hostages are in hospitals after an attack at the famous Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Mark McCulloch, FBI special agent in charge of the Denver field office, a shirtless man was brought into custody, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon. He, too, is now in the hospital, but it's unclear why. The FBI in Washington is treating the attack as an act of terrorism. Israel denies shooting at a crowd of starving Gazans who were lined up at a food distribution site that it runs, along with the U.S. in Rafah. 31 people died. 179 people were wounded, most with bullets or shrapnel. Ukraine says its drones destroyed more than 40 Russian planes deep in Russia. This is ABC News. Little exercise seems to go a long way in boosting survival rates for colon cancer patients. Doctors at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute say exercise, simple exercise, can prevent cancer from coming back. They call their study extremely exciting. North America's oldest corporation has closed its doors for good after 355 years in business. The Hudson's Bay Company has been around since 1670, but they're citing lower store traffic, the COVID pandemic, and the ongoing trade war with the U.S. as reasons for closing. A pet zebra remains on the run after it broke away from its owners Saturday afternoon, shutting down traffic on Interstate 24, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Will White's home security camera picked up the images and the sound of the zebra hoofing it as it vanished into the woods, giving drivers quite a shock bolting through traffic. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I'm too damaged to ask for help.
Rob Roberts here with your second whole hour of local things, and we kicked it off with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. They're live in Stevens Point on 614, then Fox Valley Pride Weekend, 621 in Appleton, and Sheboygan, where the surf is always rad, on 628, and then in Oshkosh on 629. The local Proudly Pride Artist Kickoff and all the local sounds in this half hour are powered by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Stop in 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship right to your door by going to shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Next up is Charlie Boy, who's live right now in La Crosse. But if you missed that show, they're doing live stuff next on 6-7 at the Gamma Ray or 6-14 at Riverside Park at Art Spire. You're listening to local music on Max Inc. Radio. 7,000 apart, and it's so great that they're back in the USA. We have a ton of shows lined up for you. Catch up with them by connecting yourself right to Max Inc. Radio into all that social media that you just love, and then we'll connect the two of you together. 7,000 apart is at Malone, Wisconsin on 6-1, then Green Bay on 6-6, 6-8 Appleton, 6-11 Fort Atkinson. Looking for something a little bit more southern Wisconsin? Well, Louie and the Flash Bombs, they're at the Monona Union Terrace on 6-7 Lakeside, 6-19 Milwaukee, 6-21 Manitowoc, and then, of course, Summerfest, 7-5. This is Unapologetic on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions. Turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life, and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip, and daring, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Others march.
Shawn Michael Jardine. We get to talk to him about all the great shows coming up outside at the Memorial Terrace this summer. If you missed that interview, hear it again on the podcast page. Subscribe, and I'll hang out in your pocket and be ready to deliver you local music when you're ready. Tay and the Neighborly Now, they're live on 615 at the Marquette Waterfront, 710 Phillips, Wisconsin, 711 Highbridge, Wisconsin, and 726 Brady Street in Milwaukee. Oh, and don't forget about that mile of music that's coming up. That's going to be on 81 and 82. This is Self Help Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for
sunshine and look into yourself for a little self-help.
Mr. Frank Martin Bush, and yes, we double-dip wheelhouse in hour number one, but see that front man, Mr. Frank, do a bunch of other local gigs all across Wisconsin this summer. 6-8 Albany, Wisconsin. 6-17 Concerts in the Park at Black Earth, Wisconsin. 6-19 Garver Feed Mill. And on 6-22, I'm going to see him at the Eastside Club. Frank takes us to break with My Life on Max Inc. Radio. See you on the other side. Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Boys, I ever had. I've been worried and wondering what's gonna happen here next.
So daddy, 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 you ain't seen nothing yet.
If you keep her waiting, don't make her wait too long. This woman got a mean streak for the mile long.
Is revealed, there's only one place to go.
went to break and came out of break with two in a row from the Jimmys. Now Jimmy K is really close to getting that trademark for the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. And we can see those Jimmys are live on 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 in New Glarus, 6-11 Edgerton. All this local music and massive power bill for the Jimmy Tracker is taken care of by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. It doesn't matter if it's wood, vinyl, chain link, or aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call and they'll call you right back. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. The People Brothers Band just released even more dates that you can see them live this summer, and it goes into late summer. But if you're planning something on 6-12 through 6-14, they're going to be at Bonfire at the Driftless Garden, 6-18 River Roundup in Milwaukee, 6-19 Atwood Fest Music Hall right here in Madison, 7-3 Summerfest, of course. Connect even more dates by following us here in the After Hours. Type in Max Inc. Radio, and then we'll let you know when we know. This is Down the Mountain now on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But you couldn't be sure, 'cause I was too coy, I was too shy. I made you wait, but you didn't have the time. I just kept building you up just to bring you down. But you got to stay strong in the business of broken hearts.
In the business of broken hearts.
From the start, it wasn't meant to be, but if you could find it in your heart to one day forgive me, or was it you, or was it me? I fall in love with every girl I see. Did you really think you were the only one? But there's no one to blame in the business of broken hearts. If love
love's a game we're forced to play. I'll roll the dice and maybe win someday. I break all the rules, it's my new strategy. Cause playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts.
The New People Are Live, 75 Bayfield, Wisconsin. Did You Run is their new single, and we'll close out the night tonight with that single on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down in the road.
shots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Wild, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A shirtless man terrorized the Sunday afternoon crowd at the famed pedestrian mall in Boulder, Colorado. FBI Special Agent Mark Mikulik.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
He was brought into custody and will likely face terrorism charges. That's what the FBI is calling it. Six people were burned in the attack, some severely, at a rally in support of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. Israel denies firing on 31 people reported dead in Gaza lining up for food and aid. Activist Greta Thunberg set sail Sunday for Gaza, leaving Italy with other activists.
And we are doing this because no matter what odds we are against, we have to keep trying. Because the moment we stop trying is when we lose our humanity.
This is ABC News.